You're listening to Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Well, have you ever taken a hot air balloon ride? If you're about to take one, then quite possibly you don't want to listen to this story. But there was a ride this morning and, well, it had an interesting conclusion. Karen Marriage is a Fairfield resident. She hopped on the balloon this morning with her daughter for her daughter's 18th birthday. But it didn't all go entirely to plan. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Ali.
So what happened?
It started out a very beautiful experience. Views over the city, you know, rooftops, trees. We could see the MCG and the ocean. But apparently it was a brand new balloon and was faulty. And it didn't perform as it was meant to. We were not really getting high up in the air, needing to use a lot of fuel, and then starting to hit some treetops and rooftop structures on top of buildings before the pilot wanted to land us in the at the beach in Elwood, and we didn't quite make it. We ran out of fuel just before then and landed in somebody's yard.
Wow. So when you're going along and you're literally bumping on rooftops and things, that must have been quite scary.
Yeah, it was. Oh, well, you know, I haven't done it before, so I wasn't 100% sure whether
this was normal practice
or not. But once we were hitting quite hard and realised that that was probably not entirely what the pilot had been intending to do, we did some damage to some tops of buildings. So, it was sort of occurring to us that something might have been a bit wrong at that point.
And in the end, before I ask you about what the pilot was telling you, in the end, though, you did manage to land on the ground. You got all the way down.
Yeah, on a very small suburban street. He did an amazing job. He missed the power lines. He missed the cars. Some big elm trees sort of buffeted our fall, so we didn't come down too aggressively, although it was, you know, quite a thud. But nobody was hurt. He was incredibly calm. He did an amazing job, really.
So how many were on the balloon?
Quite a lot in a little basket. I'd say there might have been maybe 13 or 14 of us.
Wow. And you've great birthday present. How's your daughter?
Look, everybody's fine. We're all a bit shaken. It was funny. I was with my there's four of us in my family, and I was telling the kids this is a really well-established company, that balloons don't crash, it'll all be fine. Yeah, and of course, you know, it did.
Well, it did, but everyone is okay, which is, of course, the most important thing. What sort of thing did the pilot tell you as you were coming down? And was there any sort of advice about what you needed to do when you were in the balloon?
Look, when we were taking off, they taught us the landing position, which is sort of a safe way to land with a thud, so we all knew what position to get into. He was not really speaking to us much at all other than to say, I'm going to try and land us at the beach and everybody get into landing position. But he was working very hard. You know, he was not having a chat to us. He was doing what he needed to do to get us down safely.
And when you did get down safely, were there a couple of local residents who might have come out and said, oh, didn't expect to find you here?
Yeah, there were people in their pyjamas, dogs barking at us from their balconies. It was just in the bin bay of a little block of flats right near the beach, 200 metres from the beach. We almost made it, but not quite. Yeah, so they were all out wondering what on earth had happened. In fact, as we were descending, there were people on the tops of their roof doing the, you know, go up, you're too low. And then we were hitting roofs.
Telling you the obvious, obviously.
Yes. I think he was trying, yeah.
And did he explain in the end exactly what was wrong?
Yeah, apparently it was a brand new balloon and there's a valve at the top that opened and should have also closed, and that meant that heat was escaping and they needed to use much more fuel than anticipated, and we ran out. Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm so glad that you're all, you're safe and on the ground. Would you do another one?
My kids are saying they would do another one. I'm not sure I would.
Maybe you'd take a spare jerry can or something if you're going to do another one. Karen, thank you very much for telling us about it and for sharing your photos too, because I know that there's a number of photos which I think we might try and put up on our site. So thank you very much for talking to us. So Karen Marriage there, she's a Fairfield resident who had a hot air balloon ride this morning that didn't finish entirely as planned.